3, Victor, I'm sure. KV6RRX.
RRX. This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Name is Chad, sir. How are you this morning?
Chad, my name here is Doug. I'm over in Greer, waiting on my better half. That's when I get the best radio time, so... Yeah, everything is hunky-dory here, Chad. What can I say? Anyway, just playing here on the radio. And for some reason, I can't get my hotspot going, so I can't get a D-Star or DMR, so I'm stuck here with the local machine. So, take a turn. KO4NUE. Thanks for being here. Keep me company. KB6RRX.
Stand by, sir. 1 second. Dad just walked in the ham shack. Stand by.
KB6RRX. This is NY4F.
I can't believe it. What are you doing on this repeater for all purposes? How are you doing? NY4F, KB6RRX.
First time I've ever come up on this repeater, but I heard your call, Doug, and I thought I'd come pop in and say hello.
You're in South Carolina, too?
Anderson now for the last 2 years.
Well, the guy that works on ICOM radios, he lives there in Anderson, too, off of 19 Bravo, off of 85. So are you the fellow that just walked in the station there with the Chad's place there, by chance, or are you... just heard my call and came back to me there.
Heard your call and popped back to say hello. Haven't talked to you in forever, and I just thought I'd like to say hi. I'm sitting here home in my garage working on my camper, and happened to have the radio on.
Awesome. Good to hear from you. Yeah. Well, I sold out down there in Georgia. I thought that was the place I was going to die. I had so much stuff to give away and get rid of and trash. And, oh my gosh. Anyway, here I am up in the outskirts of Greenville. We're up towards Traveler's Rest. I think we're closer to Traveler's Rest than we are to the city limit of Greenville. But anyway, the city limit of Greenville sign, that's where our address is. So, yeah, we bought a little place up here, all brick, three-bedroom, two-bath, three-car detached garage on a half-acre, and got rid of all that property in Georgia. Kind of happy, living high on the hog now.
Roger. Yeah, well, we did about the same. We got some more property and a bigger garage, but definitely downsized on the house. And if you're up in Traveler's Rest, I mean, we're not that far apart. We're almost neighbors again.
E50, you know, Ron Langston, I believe. He's got a real nice place on Lake Hartwell. He keeps saying I gotta come on down. I think I was down while that house was being built more often than he was. Anyway, I haven't been down to his place either. Yeah, we just come up here. We've been up here now, I guess going on 9 weeks. So, we're still using the GPS to get around this big city up here.
Good for you. Well, I'm going to let you get back to your queue, so I'm sorry to interrupt, and I'm sure we'll catch up with you again. WV6RRX, this is NY4F.
He's still a K. KB6, radio X-ray. Okay, yeah, well, he had company coming into the shack there, and I got him. RV or Irv going. Are you still doing I think mine expired. What do you call that? Survival? Yeah, okay. You know what it is. Over. Are you still doing that from time to time? Signed off there for sure, for sure. Okay, well, 73 there, Lou, if you're listening in the background there. And KO4NUE, did he bring you some food or coffee or something there in the shack? K KB6RRX.
Really, just with my dad, and he loves him to death, but sometimes he does a whole lot of interrupting for nothing. But, you know, hey, I figure I owe him, he raised me, so I guess it's my turn. But I am currently in the ham shack trying to troubleshoot a remote control fuel pump box that I built about 5 years ago, and I don't know whether my skills have just progressed a little bit, or this is just an awful job. It's horrible looking, and I can't believe I did something like this.
And that I did or made 5 years ago, I plumb forgot. I'm trying now to get my Raspberry Pi up and perking. It won't recognize my hotspot, and I can't get the hotspot even working with my little Winbook anymore. Our thing, I used to take it to McDonald's in the morning for coffee and chit-chat with the guys, get on the radio, plug the DVAP into the little 8-inch Winbook, and it would connect to McDonald's Wi-Fi, no problem. So now I reset my cell phone while I was here to another hotspot, and it just doesn't seem like the computer's picking it up. So, yeah, so got to do it today. Otherwise, if you did it yesterday, you might forget it like me.
Calling the thing out, I work on some big equipment from time to time, and I need to be able to run a transfer pump. When you're down in a hole on a big piece of equipment and you got to climb in and out all the time to run a transfer pump to move fuel from here to there or suck water out of a tank or something like that, it's just really inconvenient. So I built this little box that's got a 12-volt battery in it and a remote control and some positive and negative connectors on the front of it, so I can just plug my fuel pump into those ports and I can hit the remote control button and turn the fuel pump on or off or turn the light on or off, whatever function I need to do with it. And I mean it's horrible. I can't even remember what some of the circuits in here are for, and I don't know whether he dropped it or smoked it or what, but lesson learned. I won't loan it again.
Kroger, and he's in charge of all the, well, he's got a certain area that he's in charge of all their Kroger fuel pumps in Georgia. And, you know, women drive off, blondes anyway, they drive off with the hose still attached to the thing and break it loose and get a little gas leak. And he, too, has to go down in the tanks once in a while and check things out and, you know, check for water in the fuel and all this and that at the station. So it sounds like you're doing the same kind of thing. You do this for a living. Is that it, Chad? KB6RRX. Anyone else like to join in? They're welcome.
Hired military and, got a machine shop. I call it, just kind of tinker all the time, that kind of thing, you know. And I've got some couple of sawmills and backhoe, bobcat, and can't really afford to pay a shop to do all the stuff that needs to be done to them sometimes. So I end up doing it. I'm pretty good at it, but I just try to do things that make working on them a little easier, you know. But this here is hopeless. I'm a little disappointed, actually. But hey, oh well, it is what it is.
Well, first off, thank you, too, for your service there. By golly, I just talked to an old motorcycle friend of mine. Oh, gosh, I hadn't talked to him for once or twice in the last 65 years. And I came across a bunch of old pictures. I'm not a bunch, but several old pictures. And I saw his picture standing alongside of me on our motorcycle way back in the middle 50s there. And I thought, you know, I'll send it to him. Well, I sent it to him, and daggone it, text sent it back to me like he had a different phone number. Anyway, he didn't get it, so I sent him an email, and I talked yesterday, and yeah, I said, how's Steve doing? He was flying the Warthogs in the Air Force, and he's retired. In fact, this December, he'll be retired from civil service, too, so he'll have two retirements. Wow, that's awesome. What do you do with all that money, though, huh?
I'm radio. KO4NUE.
My boy antennas in Gerald T.
TR, first part for you didn't quite get. You got a key up and then talked. But TR, go ahead, take a turn. Yeah, we're just, what they call it for the old timers, just rag chewing. Yeah, it'll take all your money on amateur radio for sure. I've got a whole bunch of boat out here. We've got to unload. I heard there's a swap meet on Wednesday night. Might have to get to list those, and maybe some lucky hand will get some good equipment here that I'm not using anymore. I'm not going to put up any antennas for HF. It's kind of a waste of time. I kind of gave up after the good old days. And D-Star and even DMR I'm beginning to play with. Don't care for DMR. Play with that D-Star a lot more. So the TR station, pick it up and pass it over to KO4NUE. Don't send it back to me like they say so much on DMR. Back to you all the time. Back to you. This is KB6RRX, and the name is Doug.
Doug, this is N0TR. Greer. And good morning to you, Mr. Chad. I was just going to say buy more ham radio equipment, but it's kind of like fishing. It's a big hole to throw a lot of money in. How's my buddy Chad doing this morning?
How about you and Miss Bernice? I'm a little frustrated with this project I got in here. And I just don't understand how in the world somebody can tear something up so bad. And I mean, it took me a long time to get this thing built. But it's just absolutely fried. So I think I'm going to give him a call here in a little bit. And probably get my good voice on, if you know what I mean.
Well, I'll turn it over to RRX here. But I was just curious as to what she was working on. By the way, Bernice and I are heading north. And I had a little thing I was going to mail you today, but I haven't got time to stop right now. We're heading to the Chicken Man, but go ahead and then pass it on over to the other gentleman, Chad.
Little suitcase box that I have got a remote control device in it. It's one of those little cheap remote control things you buy off of eBay. And it's got two relays on it. And you hit one button and it activates one relay, and you hit another button and it activates the other relay. Well, at McTracko I got, and Bobcat and stuff, sometimes they sit out in the weather and you get water in the fuel tank, and you need to fill fuel filters or turn a night light on or whatever. And I just keep it on the service trailer to when I get down in that hole in the hold on the excavator. It's aggravating to get in and out all the time. So I just set up my little control box and pull voltage off of the equipment, hock it into this box, and then whatever component I want to run, which is my fuel pumps or my transfer pumps, I just plug it straight into this box. And then I take my remote control with me when I'm under the bucket or under the frame or whatever. And it works real good for sucking water out of a contaminated fuel tank. It won't do, you know, heavy oils or anything. But it does a really good job for that. And this bobcat I got in the shop now, it's contaminated, and I'm trying to get it working. I tried to use it this morning, it don't work. And I loaned it out, and I see why. So, lesson learned.
It's fun playing around with that stuff there to get it going. I know my tractor, too, when we got ready to sell the house, I thought, geez, I don't have room for that tractor if I take it up here to South Carolina. Get the big, heavy-duty cement mixer and compressor. Oh, God. And you just can't sell that stuff overnight, you know. And come to find out within, well, you know, they put the sign on the front yard. Within 3 hours later, the realtor called and says, we got to show the house at 2 o'clock. So I left, and she came back. I think we got a cash deal. He's interested in your tractor, your cement mixer, and your compressor. He's going to give you X number of dollars for it. So let me know if we can work this out. It's in lieu of the cash deal. Oh, my gosh. What a blessing I got into there. So we get a roundtable. I hate to say send it back to you. I'm just going to send it to N0TR. And then he can turn it over to Chad there. How is that? KB6RRX, what is known as a roundtable.
Okay, this is N0TR Mobile. Well, and I think it was Doug. I think I've talked to you before up around TR at the time. And Chad, question is that enclosed in a JIC box, if you know what I'm talking about? It's a type of electrical box that is weatherproof.
Because I don't want oil and stuff, especially fuel stuff and catching something on fire or something like that. So, yeah, it is, and I think what's happened is he's dropped it and damaged one of the components in it. And the thing is for a project, I built two circuits inside of it. One is a LED driver, so basically I'm dropping the current level so I can run all my LEDs off of a 12-volt battery without blowing them. And it looks like I've got a couple of LMRs in here, and looks like he's damaged one of the LMRs. But I don't know. I think I did such a poor job of putting the thing together. Some of it's my blame, too, I guess, so I'll have to... That's okay. I'll just start over. It's just frustrating.
For Tom Wett, he keyed up, and then the repeater identified has to do that once every 10 minutes for rules and regulations on part 97. So I don't know if he got what you were saying there or not, Chad.
I got him just fine. I don't know, something may be going on with your station or something, but yeah, he's still in here. So this is Tom. He's a good friend of mine, and he's a very experienced ham. Been doing this for about 27 years, and has really taught me a lot. And he's out and about today. Him and Bernice, his wife, they go out and about during the day, and sometimes if I'm on radio, I stay with them for some time during the day and keep them company, if you know what I mean. So, just decided I'd start trying to get this mess figured out this morning, but now I'm a little bit more frustrated than when I started, so, oh, man. I'll just pass it back to Tom. Go ahead, Tom.
PR Mobile. Yeah, I'm sorry, Doug. I think possibly Chad's right. The problem is in propagation and maybe on your end, because I always ID, and usually a lot more than every 10 minutes, which I'm not required to do, but as Chad said, I'm an old-timer. It's a Father Against Radical Teenagers. That would be F-A-R-T on the sign above my ham radio station that my daughters bought me. So back to you, Doug. I think it was KB0RRX in 0TR. If I got that wrong, I apologize.
KB number 6, Romeo, Romeo, X-ray there, Tom. Now, he's doing pretty good for an old-timer. He's got a good memory, huh? Or pretty good, almost fairly good. Yeah, the last time we talked, I was sitting in a Ingles parking lot waiting for the wife to do some shopping then, too. And that's when I get my best radio time. I wish I could just sit at the house and have the radio on all day long. UHF, VHF, one radio on DMR, one radio on D-Star. Spin the dial on HF, check in all of this. I wish I had the time to do all that stuff. Yeah, the new guys can do that, but the old guys, we don't have time to do that. We got things to do, like work on our backhoe and stuff like that, huh, Lou? Or Chad?
Well, like I said, I'm into a little bit of everything. I got a stationary sawmill here on the farm here. And then I got a portable mill I take up to the farm up in Pickens. And those old logs are pretty heavy. I don't think people realize how heavy those things are. And you just got to have equipment to handle it. And so I got the backhoe, the track hoe, Bobcat to help me, you know, maintain the property and do all my heavy lifting and things like that. And like I said, I got a machine shop down here, and I don't know really how to say it. It's just I don't really trust a lot of people to do work for me sometimes in that area. Now, if I need you know, brain surgery or something like that, then certainly that does not apply. But when it comes to equipment and machining and welding and things like that, I don't trust anybody to do that stuff for me. I do it myself.
Kid, Doug, he's built like Charles Atlas. Most people probably don't remember him, but guys our age, we do. And that's a compliment. So he can lift about anything. I saw what he can lift the other day. It's unimaginable. Shoot. Well, we are headed to Flat Rock this morning, Chad, and that is near Hendersonville by that famous Dexter ND7J, a good friend of ours. And when we get near Landrum here, we're kind of going up the back way that I remember. I'll start chopping some, but right now we're in the big city of, well, it says First Baptist Church of Gallonsville. And when we get up in that area, we'll start getting choppy because Landrum is a dead zone, period. Then when we get north of there, we'll be all right. Well, good to hear you, Chad. If there's anything I can do to help you on that box, well, let me know. I throwed away most of my relays and timers and stuff like that, but I got a lot of transistors and integrated circuits and resistors and capacitors and stuff like that. If you have op amps, you name it, I got it. My timers, solid state ones. And if you need anything for that, you let me know, buddy. KB6RRX in 0TR.
Yeah, I could have used that portable sawmill, gosh, a couple of years ago, cutting down some of the woods in my property there in Georgia and cutting it up and make some nice 4x4s or 2x4s or 2x6s or you name it, 2x8s or whatever, you know. Yeah, often thought about getting one of those myself, but then I thought after I cut that stuff up the way I wanted it, what would I do with all the cut-up pieces, you know? so. I wound up with whatever trees I cut down, I wound up burning the wood. Anyway, that's the way you go. Wasted, you know, up north they just cry for heat in the wintertime, and here we just burn it in the summertime. Wintertime don't make no difference just to get rid of it, so there you go. Probably could have sold some of that timber too, but oh well. Let the other guy play with whatever's left. Anyway, I'm going to check that out too. My better half should be coming out. These other gals are starting to walk out here, so she should be coming out here pretty quick too. So, Tom, yeah, we did talk before one day when I was at Ingalls Grocery Store. And, Chad, nice meeting up with you here. Maybe we'll get to check with you on one of these nets so I don't stay up that late at 9 o'clock and get up early. I'm an early riser, early to bed person, you know, sun up, sun down, that sort of thing. And it's sure good to hear Lewis. Lewis in the background there, too, over there in Anderson. So, Katie, 4NUE, you pick it up and carry on there with... Oh, yeah, what do you call it, Flat Rock? My daughter, granddaughter, and my daughter's friend went up there and saw the sunrise from Flat Rock. And I says, what the heck? You can see the sunrise from your back door. But anyway, they went up there and they had a good time. They put pictures on Facebook, and I thought it was pretty neat. So, Tom, you're going to have fun up there, too. So you guys take care. Have a good day, huh? Got Chad, your turn. KB6RRX is just going to listen out. No, Tom?
Yeah, KO4NUE.
To me, I'm getting in a bad place. I've got a guy running 30 miles an hour out here on the highway. I don't understand that, but I'm not afraid of him. I'm afraid of getting hit in the rear. If you can copy me, Chad, this is N0PR.
Just listen in, and you just pay attention to the road. But, yeah, you're right. When you get up in that area, this repeater is a little bit, we're going to drop you out. But you can pick up 145-330. That's our repeater at the Tron Thermal Belt Club. And that'll get you on up into Flat Rock. So 145-330 with a PL tone of 91.5. And yeah, so just so you know, that'll carry you on to wherever you're going.
So I have to put that in the memory, Chad. Send me that in an email if you would, or a text, because I don't touch the radio while I'm driving, of course. And I keep watching behind me here. I have one in there, 215, that I use up there to talk to Bob now and then. If you wanted to go there, or if you're busy, we'll understand that too.
Be safe. This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. I'll shoot you an email or a text. But be safe. Have a wonderful day, and be careful. KO4NUE, I'm clear, sir.
About to land them, Chad. Thank you. I appreciate that. I'll get that in the radios when I get back home. This is N0TR.
0TR, N4IQ, 61.
So, Bill, give me about a minute or two, Bill, and I'll be out in the open here traveling through Landrum. Nice to hear you this morning.
Okay, good morning. Can you go over to 285?
Stand by just a second here, Bill. Trying to find a place to pull over for a second, and I would be most happy to give me a minute or two. This is N0PR.
I'll be over there, N4IQ.